Raptor fan, basketball fan at all?
Yeah, I am. I obviously follow them from being from Canada and being back here this year, see all the coverage. So it's good to see them off to a good start and see most other teams chasing them in the standings.
So when you were growing up and you moved around, you went to the States to play hockey, and you played in Notre Dame, you played in Cedar Rapids, you played in the USHL, which isn't the most direct route for a lot of guys to get to the NHL. Then you were on the LA Kings and ended up in Tampa. Now you're in Edmonton. But as you did that, how hard is it for you to stay in touch with some of the, you know, the sports that you love when you're developing your own career? Do you still follow other sports teams, or you're so engrossed in trying to get to your goal that it's difficult to do?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, but as you get older and you travel so much, it fades a little bit, but you still have that sports fan kid in you no matter where you go or what you go through. And you know, growing up, me being in Newfoundland, we didn't have any professional teams ourselves, but I was always a big Blue Jay fan just from being there and watching the Jays and the World Series that they went through in the early 90s. And then when the Raptors came through too, I remember, you know, Vince Carter obviously was always a fan favorite for us kids growing up. So it's fun to see. And, you know, as an athlete, you appreciate other athletes. A lot of times you become friends with different athletes. So you always try to keep tabs on them, see how they're doing. And whenever you chance, you like to kind of check out their events too and go to their games as well.
So let's talk about the changes that have happened in Edmonton. Dallas Eakin's no longer the coach. You have a kind of a two-headed monster with Todd Nelson and Craig McTavish. And I know that Craig's going to get out from behind the bench eventually. It's kind of a transition you guys are going through. And again, you've lost a lot of one-goal games. You know, we were talking about how the player personnel on this Edmonton Oilers team in certain spots is lacking, and it's a young team. And when Dallas came in, he was, you know, let's not call it a young team. And on the way out the door, he was saying it is a young team. You're still a relatively young guy. But talk about now moving forward, the mindset for you guys in Edmonton.
Well, you know, we've only had the new coaching staff for two games. We lost in Phoenix in overtime with, I think, 0.2 seconds left. And last night we're beating San Jose, and a good team in a tough building heading into the third, and we find a way to lose by one goal. But our efforts have been there the past two games. So if we play with that effort and that structure and that work ethic, you know, we're going to win more games than we'd lose. And that's not to say we're going to win a lot. You don't know the outcome of each game, but we're going to give ourselves a chance to win. And that's all you can ask for with that hard work and sticking with the system and playing a more consistent 60 minutes than we have been. And, you know, I only got to work with Dallas for about 20 games or so, 25 games, but it was unfortunate the way things folded. But in this business, you know, when you don't get the results and things aren't happening, stuff has to change. So I think the past couple of games, too, we've really come together just to almost kind of get him a win, too, and play hard, because he did a lot of good things for our organization. At the end of the day, it just didn't work out for him.
So talk about the difference between Dallas and Todd. Quick, you know, assessment in terms of systems. Much difference, or is it because you guys are doing it on the fly, you don't really know yet?
Well, you know, every time there's a new coach, he kind of wants to do a couple of new things, but like you said, on the fly, they don't want to change everything overnight. So I think, you know, we're trying a couple of different things on our forecheck. And at this point, too, when there is a change like that, it sparks everyone. It's a bit of a wake-up call, and everyone kind of gets a kick in the butt, because it's at the end of the day, it's our fault. You know, we let our coach down, and you know, he took the fall for it. So collectively as a group, you want to be better. And I think the past two games, we've been more consistent, and our work ethic is there.
What do you got planned for Christmas? You get a bit of a break. What are you doing?
We do. Unfortunately, we play we only get 2 days. We play on the 23rd, and then we play again the 27th in Calgary. So I would like to go home and see my family, but Newfoundland's too far of a flight to travel that far for 3 days. So I'm going to have some family come up to Edmonton, and we'll spend it out west this year.
So when you got when you ended up leaving if Tampa and you got traded for Sam Gagner and you ended up in Edmonton from Tampa, how much, like, what was the change in wardrobe? 50%, 80%?
100, 105%. But it was fun. I you know, like I was spoiled in Tampa, and coming from LA, I didn't have much winter clothes at all, and I got all my clothes shipped up, you know, this summer when I got traded, and it was nice in Edmonton in the summertime, and kind of got the worst some of the clothes, and then about right around Halloween, it changed in a hurry, and I had to go get a whole new winter wardrobe, which was kind of fun, but I'll definitely miss some of those short days coming up here in the long winter.
So it wasn't an issue that a bunch of your Speedos got held up at customs.
Exactly, the tight one. So hopefully I don't gain any weight for when I go back to Tampa this summer.
And before we let you go, Teddy Purcell again is our guest. Teddy Purcell, excuse me. I always mispronounce it because it's like you hear different announcers say it different ways. So it is Teddy Purcell. And if folks want to follow you on Twitter, it's at Teddy Purcell 16. Before I let you go, what's on the iPod these days? What music are you listening to?
I'm big into. I've always been a Pearl Jam fan, so they're always on there. But I like. I'm listening to local natives a lot. I'm kind of like alternative, so I like that. A good band from Newfoundland that are up and coming. There are a couple of new albums out. They're called Hey Rosetta. I'm a big fan of those guys too. So I kind of like to mix it up. And a lot of flights out here in the West. I'm realizing the travel is a little bit tougher, so there's a lot of time to listen to some tunes.